Indonesia's president has ordered a safety review of football matches after a stampede has killed at least 129 people. It happened in the city of Malang in the East Java province after a match between home team Arema FC and their rivals Surabaya. The chaos began after supporters invaded the pitch. Police responded by firing tear gas, which caused the crowd to flee for the exits.
Khusus kepada Kapolri.
I have specially requested the police chief investigate and get to the bottom of this case. Furthermore, I have also ordered the Indonesian Football Association to temporarily halt Liga 1 matches until evaluations and improvements to the safety procedures have been completed. I regret this tragedy, and I hope this is the last tragedy to occur in Indonesian football. We cannot have this anymore. Sportsmanship, humanity, and brotherhood in the nation should be upheld together.
Russia has withdrawn its troops from the town of Liman in the Donetsk region. It served as a logistics and transport hub for Russian forces connecting eastern Ukraine to the north. The Russian Defense Ministry says it took the move to avoid its troops being encircled by Ukrainian forces. That comes a day after President Putin declared four regions part of Russia. The state of emergency has been declared in Burkina Faso a day after its second military coup in 8 months. On Saturday, supporters of the coup set fire to the French embassy in the capital. They accused the French military of sheltering President Paul-Henri Damiba, which France denies. People in Bulgaria are voting in the fourth parliamentary election in 18 months. Three-time Prime Minister Boyko Borisov's Conservative Party looks set to win the most votes. His biggest rival is another former prime minister, the reformer and anti-corruption campaigner Kirill Petkov. Voting's also started in Bosnia and Herzegovina's election. Experts say it's the most important ballot to be held since the end of the war and the signing of the Dayton Agreement in 1995. Nearly 3.4 million people are eligible to vote for members of the collective presidency. The country's governing system is divided along ethnic lines led by three rotating presidents.